Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Rich Answers, a public affairs program of the Conference of Churches and a production of the 224 Ecospace, where changemakers work, create, and lead. Good morning. I'm Reverend Dr. Shelley Best, President and CEO of the Conference of Churches, and welcome to the special New Year's edition of Rich Answers.
I was born by the river in a tenement. And oh, my poor mother, she could hardly pay the rent. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Two times.
It's been too hard living, and I'm afraid to die.
Why?
I don't know what's out there, yeah, beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know change is gonna come.
Oh,
yes, it will.
Check
say
it
why,
out.
Clef, say why.
Yeah.
See, I go to my brother.
Come on. And say what,
yeah.
Say what.
And I say, brother, help me believe.
Come on, help again.
And he winds up knocking me, yeah, back down on my knees. Oh, it's been times when I didn't think that I would last for long, but now we think we're able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it is.
Remember, people, that no matter who you are and what you do, But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go, walk out the door. Just turn around now, 'cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? You think I'd crumble? You think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. And I'll survive. I will survive. Hey, hey.
Lesson from John chapter 9 verses 1 through 12, and I'll be reading from the New International Version of the scripture. As he went along, he saw a blind man from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus, "but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he said to him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. His neighbors and those who had formerly seen him begging said, "Isn't this the same man who used to sit and beg?" Some claimed that he was. Others said, "No, he only looks like him." But he himself insisted, "I am the man." "So then, how were your eyes opened?" they asked him. He replied, "The man they called Jesus made some mud, put it on my eyes, and he told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and then I could see." "Where is this man?" they asked him. "I don't know," he said. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Thank you.
wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes. And something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Just
scripture lesson is from the book of Mark, chapter 8, verses 22 through 25, and I'll be reading from the New International Version of the scripture. They came to Bethesda, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus said, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened. His sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home saying, "Don't even go into the village."
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Sunshiny day.
Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramu, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramu, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. All night long, all night. All night long, all night, all night long, all night, all night long. Oh, yeah. People's dancing all in the street. See the rhythm all in their feet. Life is good, wild and sweet. Let the music play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, blimey, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, blimey, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song. All night long, oh, all night long, yes, all night long, yeah, all night long, yeah. Once you get started, you can't sit down. Come join the fun. All night long, all night long, all night long. one you need. They're jamming in the street all night long. Yeah, I said, everyone you meet, they're jamming in the street all night long. Feel good, feel good. Feel good all night long. What more can I say? Let the music play all night long. Ow!
Pause for a word of prayer. Dear God, we are here in your midst and we ask for your presence. Help us, O God, to be open to all that you are doing in our lives. Help us to have new dreams and new visions as we walk with you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Our scripture lesson comes from the book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. And I'll be reading from the New International Version of the scripture. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. With this in mind, the title of the message is simply this, 2020 Vision. 2020 Vision. We are about to journey through a new year and a new decade. And isn't it time for many of us to come to the place where we take on new dreams and new visions? It's time for us to look at 2020 vision, where we now can see things clearly. In this text, there was a blind man who had been living blind for many years, and yet he decided he was not going to be satisfied with a life in blindness. In the text, we can see that he called out to the Son of David. This was indeed a messianic title because he knew that Jesus could do things for him that no one else could do for him. He knew that in order to capture his sight, he was going to have to pursue it and ask for the help that he needed. Well, for those of us who are under the sound of my voice, we too have visions and hopes for the future. Isn't it time to truly live a life where we're seeing things more clearly? Isn't it time where we decide to pursue Jesus Christ for ourselves and the help we actually need to fulfill the visions of our life? In this text, there were those that were around Jesus that were telling the blind man to be quiet. And don't you know, in life, there's always those people in our midst who try to tell us to tone down, to not ask for so much, to not be so bold, to not call attention to ourselves. But isn't it true that those of us that have a passion and a heart for change, we have to stand up and stand out to make certain things come to pass in our life? And so, as you pursue this new decade, this new life, and this new season, it's time for 2020 Vision, where you see things clearly and you pursue things with a passion through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Yeah. celebrate and have a good time.
Everyone around the world, come on!
It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Rich Answers, a public affairs program of the Conference of Churches and a production of the 224 Ecospace. Reach out to us and tell us what you think. Look for Rich Answers, the Conference of Churches, and me, Reverend Dr. Shelley Bess, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Like us, follow us, share us.